Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and," say it together, "Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." This is what the word of the Lord says to us. Today, throughout this whole month, we've been focusing on these four kingly titles. And today, we're focusing on the last, where it says he will be called Prince of Peace. The peace is found, first of all, in a person, isn't it? He's called the Prince of Peace. Now, why, you may be asking, why is he not called the King of Peace or the Man of Peace or even the Superhero of Peace? Well, we have to understand that the word prince means the person who is in charge of ruling a kingdom, ruling a kingdom. So I want you to see this morning something that I'm calling Christ Peace Plan. So this is a personal plan. This is Christ. He's the Prince. And I want you to see his peace plan. We've been hearing a lot over the past couple of months on the television. Kids, you've probably heard some things. Parents and family members, you've probably heard things about a comprehensive peace plan and all of this kind of stuff. But I want to tell you, there's really only one Prince of Peace who can bring about the kind of peace we're talking about. So where do we need peace? I want to talk to you about four different areas, prayer points, really, prayer targets about peace. The first one is global peace. Global peace. Luke chapter 2, verse 14 says, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." I want to tell you, my friend, peace in the world will be found in no other way except through Jesus. There are a lot of disturbing things in the world, certainly things that can make us fearful on the inside, uncertain about the future. Where do we go to find that peace? What is the answer? Is it a more complex political system or something like that? You know, friend, I want to tell you, it's really about Christ. He is the answer for global peace. Louise Ho, a missionary to Muslims in the Netherlands this past year, was teaching at one of our Wednesday nights, and she revealed three common traits of Muslims who have dreams of Jesus. These are three common characteristics of Jesus that Muslims see of Jesus, and she said they were these three things. The first way Jesus is seen in their dream, and this is, of course, common across the spectrum of Muslims. These are the three things they talk about. There is a bright light with an outline of Jesus, but no face. The second is an outstretched hand. And the third is a voice saying, "Trust me." A bright light and an outline with no face, an outstretched hand, and a voice saying, "Trust me." And I want to tell you, friend, this isn't just true for Muslims. We ought to be praying that every person who doesn't know the Lord will have a dream of him, will have an encounter with him in some way, responding to the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ. I want to tell you, there's no other way global peace can be found except through the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. So may we be a people of humility and prayer for our world to see and hear Jesus. The second prayer point that we have is relational peace. That's the next part of the wheel, relational peace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 says, "For Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in his own body on the cross," yes, same Jesus, "in his body on the cross, he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us." I want to tell you, friends, Jews and Gentiles hated each other in Bible times more than anything. Peaceful never means easy. Jesus never promised easy. He promised help. And here's what this means. God wants to help you. He promised help. He wants to help you love that person you're having a hard time loving. More accurately, you may hate them, but God wants to bring peace into that situation. I love this verse because Christ himself says, "I am the peace." For Christ himself has brought peace to us. You know, sometimes we want the other person to change first. You guys know what I'm saying? Whenever there's relational tension, you're like, okay, everything will be okay when that other person changes first. But listen, sometimes we could wait a lifetime for another person to change. I think God wants to do spiritual surgery on each and every one of us and change us first. The third plan, the third point of peace is personal peace. Paul, the great apostle to the Gentiles, was in prison in the book of Philippians when he was writing this book, and he wrote these words, "And the peace of God, which transcends all what? Understanding, will what? Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." I tell you, friend, one thing I've learned about Christ is that he is with us through every stage and every season of life. Sometimes it's under the surface of the messiness of our lives. When I was 12 years old, one of the things that I wanted to do when I turned 12 was become a certified scuba diver. I loved the water growing up, and I grew up down on the coast, so a lot of people went scuba diving and spearfish, so that's like something I wanted to do. So for my 12th birthday, that is what I did. I became a certified scuba diver. And it was interesting because on this certification, you have to do two certification dives. The first one we did was in like a little small spring, and the other one was an open water dive. And at that point, I had never really been on a small boat out several miles out in the ocean. And so we're going out in this ocean, and if you've never been out there before, I mean, the seas were just absolutely rocky. Long story short, I became very ill. I never experienced anything quite like that. I was hanging over the boat the whole time for, seemed like hours, seemed like it would never end. And my dad was on the boat with me, and the master diver came over, the one that was kind of giving the approval over everybody. And he said, "Oh, don't worry about him. He'll be fine when we throw him in the water." Okay. I didn't know what that meant at the time. So we finally get to our destination. We stop. We drop anchor. We get the dive flags out. And I'm so sick. They help me put on all of my gear. And there's this little trap door in the boat where you have to jump into the water. But I was so sick and weak, I could not jump. So they literally had me sit backwards, and they pushed me off of the boat, and I went backwards like that. But the funniest thing happened. So I was so sick, and I hit that water, and as soon as I went under the water, everything was calm, and I was no longer sick. Everything cleared up. And I wonder today, if sometimes the messiness and the chaos of our lives is kind of a picture of being out on the sea where it's so rough. But I want to tell you, when you get submerged in Christ, you know, the deeper you go in the ocean, the calmer it is. And you have no idea what's going on the surface of the water. No idea. There could be a hurricane up there. There could be 6-foot waves up there. But you're down below and you can't even feel it. And I want to tell you, my friend, when it comes to personal peace, when we are submerged in the Spirit of God, when we are submerged in the peace of God, our lives might feel wavy and chaotic, but deep down there is a stillness about being with Him. Real peace displayed in the midst of chaos. That's how you know what peace is. You don't know what peace is until you've gone through some sort of turmoil or confusion. The last point of this is spiritual peace. Spiritual peace. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, one of the great verses of the Bible says this, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." I had a Bible professor one time talk to me about this word justified. You see it there on the first line, the last word, justified. I mean, what does this word mean? And the Bible professor said, you know, we can understand justified like this: just if I'd never sinned. Just if I'd never sinned. That's a good way to think about this word. Since we have been justified, how? Justified, never sinned, through faith, we now have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the only way spiritual peace comes, by the way. And I do want to say that justified, never sinned is a great explanation of justification, but it's also deeper than that. Look, if you keep going on, through whom we've gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand. You know, being justified doesn't mean that you're just forgiven. It means that you have received a gift. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Will you receive him today? You see, the Prince of Peace comes and extends an invitation to live in your hearts, to live in the midst of your situation. That's what it is. That's Christ's peace plan of prayer. It's a global plan, a relational plan, a personal plan of peace, and a spiritual plan of peace. I began this talk by explaining to you what the word prince means. It doesn't mean superhero. It doesn't mean king. It means the one who is in charge of ruling. Look, for many of us, your life might feel like a mess right now, but I want to tell you, Christ wants to give you his peace. He wants to turn your mess into a message. He wants to turn your test into a testimony, and he wants to turn your weaknesses into a strength to be used for his glory. To us, a son is given. Will you receive his peace today? Where would you like to receive God's peace today? I want to encourage us all. This morning, you'll look in the back of your pew backs, and there are these little prayer request cards. I don't have one on me, but you'll see it. It just simply says prayer request, I believe. And I want to encourage everyone, every child, every parent, if you have a prayer point where you need God's peace, I want you to take a few moments and write something down. We're going to be praying through these throughout the new year. I wanted to have a way that we could all respond today if we need God's peace in our lives. So every child, maybe if you're a child, you just want to draw your prayer request, and that's fine. Draw it out. If you're an adult and you're going through something, why don't you just write that down, and we want to be praying for that. I want to invite our ushers to come forward and wait on us for this morning's prayer cards and our tithes, our offerings. They're going to come and wait, and as you prepare to both give and to submit your prayer request, which you can do when the bags come by, you just drop those in. I'll give you a few minutes. I'm going to talk a little bit more here about our offering. For those of you that are planning on giving before the end of the year, you can obviously give them this morning's. Our offices will be open throughout the week, and we will be closed at 3:30 on Friday, so your gifts and your offerings need to be in prior to that if you would like them marked this year. Or you could post them online anytime before midnight, December 31st. And you can do that right through our website, centralassembly.org. Well, these prayer points are really important because we believe every person is on a journey. And I'm not sure what in your life you need peace, but I am convinced this morning that the Prince of Peace wants to rule over us. Can you say amen to that? He wants to rule over your situation. And just like in that water, in that ocean, maybe you just need to get several feet beneath the surface and feel the peace of God. And I tell you, friend, once you sense the peace of God, there's nothing that can compare to his peace. There's nothing this world offers that can touch the peace of God. I'm confident of that. There's nothing. His peace, the Prince of Peace, ruling over us. Let's say a word of prayer. To us a son is given, the Prince of Peace. Oh Lord, wherever there is war in this world, wherever there is pain, wherever there is loneliness, wherever there is no hope, come thou, Prince of Peace. Come thou with healing in your wings. Jesus, whom the shepherds and kings adored and worshiped, would you be born again in our hearts today? Establishing your rule and reign and in peace in our lives. Lord, I pray for my friends wherever there seems to maybe be just boredom of their spiritual lives or failure in some sense. Wherever there is temptation too strong to resist. Wherever there is bitterness of heart. Come, Prince of Peace, with healing in your wings. Our Lord and Savior Jesus, be born into each and every one of us as we raise our faces to you, as we lift our countenance to you. Lord, we fix our eyes on you, being the author and finisher of our faith. Come, Lord Jesus, to each person who longs for your peace, for the Prince of Peace, to rule in their hearts. in Jesus' name.